tape, we have my mother reading Tam O'Shanter. There's a gap before it starts.
It was finished and they were both fine. Tom got in his own grey mare and set off for Alloway Old Kirk, away to the south a few miles. When he got there, his sense of where he was disordered. And he found the churchyard was full of ghosts and goblins and fairies and witches and so on. And they had a hell of a dance and a hell of a noise, which frightened his old grey mare, who took off with a bounce and made to cross some water. The idea being then that if you crossed water, the fairies couldn't get at you.
The witches couldn't get at you.
And they followed so close on Tom that the leading witch caught the tail of Tom's pony and the crown of the bridge and pulled it off.
Tam O'Shanter. When Chapman Billies leave the street and Druthy neighbours meet, as market days are wearing late and folk begin to tack the gate, while we sit boozing at the nappy and getting foo and unca happy, we think na on the lime Scotch miles, the mosses, water, slaps and stiles that lie between us and our hame, where sits our sacky southern dame. Gathering her brows like gathering storm, nursing her wrath to keep it warm. This truth fand honest Tam O'Shanter as he free air, a nichted canter. Old air will ne'er a tune surpasses for honest men and bonny lasses. Oh, Tam, hadst thou but been sae wise as ta'en thine ain wife Kate's advice, she tell't thee weel thou was a skellum, a blitherin', blusterin', drunken vellum, that frae November till October, a market day thou wasna sober, that ilka melder with a miller, thou sat as lang as thou had siller, that every naig as was caught a shoe on, the smith and thee gat roaring foo on, that at the Lord's house even on Sunday thou drank with Kirkton Jean till Monday. She prophesied that late or soon thou would be found deep drowned in Doon, or catched with warlocks in the murk by Oliver's old haunted kirk. Ah, gentle dames, it gars me greet to think how money comes so sweet, how money lengthed sage advices the husband, pray the wife despises. But to our tale. A market night Tam had got planted uncorrect, fast by an ingle bleezing finely, with reaming swats that drank divinely. At his elbow, suitor Johnny, his ancient trusty Druthy crony. Tam lewed him like a vera brother. They had been foo for weeks together. The nick drive on with sangs and clatter, and aye the ale was growing better. The landlady and Tam grew gracious with favours secret, sweet and precious. The suitor told his queerest stories. The landlord's laugh was ready chorus. The storm without might rear and rustle. Tam didna mind the storm a whistle. Care mad to see a man sae happy, e'en drowned himself among the nappy, as bees flay hame wi' ladies of treasure, the minutes wing their way with pleasure. Kings may be blessed, but Tam was glorious o'er all the ills of life. Victorious. But pleasures are like poppies spread, you seize the flower its bloom is shed, or like the snow fall on the river, a moment white, then melts forever. Or like the Borealis race that flit ere you can point their place, or like the rainbow's lovely form, they vanishing amid the storm. Nae man can tell her time nor tide, the hour approaches, tam man ride. That hour, O next dark arch, the keystein, that dreary hour he mounts his beast in, and sick a nicht he takes the road in, as ne'er poor sinner was abroad in. The wind blew as 'twad blown its last, the rattling showers rose on the blast, the speedy gleams the darkness swallowed, how deep and lang the thunder bellowed. That nicht a child might understand, the deil had business on his hand. Weel mounted on his grey mare Meg, a better never lifted leg, tam skelpit o'er wi' through dub and mire, despising wind and rain and fire, whilst holding fast his gig blue bonnet, whilst crooning o'er some old Scots sonnet, whilst glowering round wi' prudent cares, lest bogles catch him unawares. Kirkallaway was drawing nigh, where ghosts and howlets nightly cry. By this time he was cross the ford, where in the snow the chapman smoored, and past the birks and Micklestane, where drunken Charlie breakneck's bane, and through the winds and by the cairn, where hunters found the murdered bairn, and near the thorn aboon the well, where Munger's miller hanged hersel. Before him Doon pours all his floods, the Dublin storm roars o'er the woods, the lightnings flash from pole to pole, near and more near the thunders roll. When glimmering through the groaning trees, old Alloa Kirk seemed in a blaze. Though ilka bore the beams were glancing, and loud resounded mirth and dancing. Inspiring bold John Barricon, what dangers thou canst make us scorn. With Tippany we fear nae evil, with Askeby we'll face the devil. The swat sair reamed in Tammy's noddle, fair play he cared na deals a boddle. But Maggie stood richt sair astonished, till by the heel and hand admonished, she ventured forward on the light. And wow, Tam saw an unco sight, warlocks and witches in a dance, nae cotillion Brent knew fae France, but hornpipes, jigs, traspays and reels put life and metal in their heels. A Winnet bunker in the east, there sat all Nick in shape of beast, a toosy type, black, grim and large, to gie the music was his charge. He screwed the pipes and got them skirled, till roof and rafters o'er did dirl. Coffins stood round like open presses that showed the dead in their last dresses. And by some devilish cantrip slight, each in his cold hand held a light, by which heroic Tam was able to note upon the holy table a murderous banes and gibbet irons, twa spanlang wee unchristened bairns, a thief new cutted frae the rape, with his last gasp his gab did gape. Five tomahawks wi' blood red rusted, five scimitars wi' murder crusted, a garter which a babe had strangled, a knife a father's throat had mangled, whom his ain son, o' life bereft, the grey hairs yet stacked to the heft. We mair a horrible and awful, which even to name would be unlawful. As Tammy glowered amazed and curious, the mirth and fun grew fast and furious. The piper loud and louder blew, the dancers quick and quicker flew. They reeled, they set, they crossed, they click it, till Ilka Carlin swat and reek it, and Custer Duddies to the wark, and link it at it in her sark. Now, Tam, O Tam, hadst they been quains, all plump and strapping in their teens, their sarks instead of crishy flannel, been snow-white 1700 linen. They're breeks o' thine, my only pair, that ance were plush, or gid blue hair. I would hae gien them off my herdies, for a wink blink o' the bonny birdies. But withered beldames, old and draw, rig woody hags sae spleen afore, loupin' and flingin' on a crummock, I wonder wouldn't it turn thy stomach. But Tam kent what was what foo brawly. There was a winsome wench and Wally that nicht enlisted in the corps, lang after Kent on Carrick shore. On mony a beast to dead she shot, and perished mony a bonny boat, and shoot baith pickle corn and beer, and kept the countryside in fear. Hark at his sark, O Paisley Harn, that while a lassie she had worn, in longitude though sorely scanty, it was her best, and she was bonty. Ah, little Kent, thy reverend nanny, that sark she cost her wee nanny, for 12 pounds Scots, 'twas all her riches, would ever grace a dance of witches. But here my muse her wing man core, sick flicks afar beyond her poor, to sing how nanny lap and flung, a supple jade she was in strang, and how Tam stood like ane bewitched, and thought his very een enriched. E'en Satan glowered and fiddled foo fain, and hocht and blew we might and main, till first a caper sang another, Tam tint his reason altogether, and roars out, "Well done, Cutty Sark!" And in an instant all was dark, and scarcely had he Maggie rallied when out the hellish region sallied. As bees buzz out wi' angry thick, when blundering herds assail their bite, as open pussy's mortal foes, when pop she starts before their nose, as eager runs the market crowd, when catch the thief resounds aloud, so Maggie runs, the witches follow, money a Edric screech and hollow. Oh, Tam, ah, Tam, thou get thy fearin', in hell they'll roast thee like a herrin'. In vain thy Kate waits thy coming, Kate soon will be a woeful woman. Now do thy speedy utmost, Meg, and win the keystane o' the brig. There at them thou thy tail may toss, a running stream they dare na cross. But ere the casting she could make, the fainter tail she had to shake. For Nanny, far before the rest, hard upon noble Maggie pressed, and flew at Tam with furious ettle, but little wist she Maggie's mettle. A spring brought off her master hail, but left behind her ain grey tail. The carlin clout her by the rump, and left poor Maggie scarce a stump. Now wha this tale of truth shall read, each man and mother's son take heed. Whene'er to drink you are inclined, or Cutty Sark's rinnin' your mind, think ye may buy the joys, oh dear. Remember Tam O'Shanter's mare.
Well done.